Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, hi, Shireen. This is Joseph with the Legal Intake Center. I have a Miss Chelsea Johnson. First name is Chelsea. Last name Johnson, J-O-H, N as in Nancy, S-O-N as in Nancy. And her best phone number is 314-203-3123. She needs assistance with her hair relaxer clean.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and transfer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Thank you. Have a great day. Good luck.
You have a better one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Chelsea?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Chelsea. My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm okay. And you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I just want to confirm for your phone number, if I if it's wrong, please correct me. I have 314-203-3123. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
No? And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm
yes,
that? Okay. And then have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Me.
Okay. And what kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer, stage 1.
I'm very, very sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I'm okay now.
Okay. And then what state were you diagnosed in?
Missouri.
Missouri?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
St. Louis.
And then what was your date of diagnosis?
My date of diagnosis was September.
September what year?
2023. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
2013?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay? What is the name of the facility that you were diagnosed at?
Barnes Jewish Hospital.
And what city is this in? St. Louis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then were you also treated at this hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
His name was Dr. Scott Diest.
Okay. And do you happen to have his... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was spelling his name. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Do you happen to have his phone number by chance, or would do you want me to pull it up from Google?
To be honest, it's been so long. I don't even remember his number anymore.
No worries. Can you spell his name for me, please?
Scott, S-C-O-T-T, B as in boy, I-E-S-T.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then is this the same doctor that treated you as well or no?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I just got through talking to him. I apologize.
No worries.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm just going ahead and writing this down. I do want to thank you so much for being patient with me. I really do appreciate it.
No, I just appreciate you for calling me.
Of course. Okay. Alrighty. So, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with your cancer?
After I was diagnosed, no, ma'am.
Okay, so the question's asking, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in 1 year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, before. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Yes. I used it 8 times a year.
Okay, no worries. And then you said you used it 8 times a year?
Yes.
And that's on average?
Literally.
Okay. And then are you...
Like...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it wasn't literally like back-to-back, but more like 8 times a year.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of birth?
March 28th, 1990.
And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxer?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. And then what state did you use the hair relaxer? You said Missouri. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then approximately what month and year did you start using hair relaxer in your life?
Started February 2013.
That's when you started or that's when you stopped?
That's when I started.
Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
September 2023.
So you only used hair relaxer for...
10 years.
Okay. So the question's asking, when did you start using hair relaxer in your life, and when did you stop?
February 2013, and I stopped September 2023.
Okay, 2023. And then I just want to confirm really quickly. And you received your diagnosis of ovarian cancer in September of 2013, is that correct?
It's when I stopped using it.
Okay, so when did you receive your diagnosis?
September 7th, 2023.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have everything correct, okay?
Oh, no, you okay, love.
Alrighty. And then how often did you apply these products? Was it weekly, monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly, okay. And then
yes, ma'am.
How many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products? Was it about 10 years, 11 years?
10 years.
10 years, okay. So from 2013 to 2023, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And then at home, where did you purchase the product from?
I purchased it from Walgreens.
Walgreens? Okay. And then when you would get it done at a salon, what salon did you go to? Do you remember?
It's currently not even up right now, but it was called Studio 6. It was out on 367 and Parker Road.
And that is in Missouri, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have Studio 6 Salon and Spa, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's up no more. I think it's called something else now.
Okay. I was able to find their website. And then you said it was on Parker Road. The address I'm seeing here is 3331 North Highway 67. Is that correct or no?
They probably moved it because it used to be off of 367 and Parker Road.
Okay. For now,
I can... That's why I said they probably a different one.
Okay. So I'll just put the name of the salon. And
yes,
I'll put a note that it might have moved locations.
Yes, ma'am.
And then do you have a phone number for them or no?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, no worries. And then what products have you used? What name brand products?
It was the Dark and Lovely L'Oreal.
Okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, these questions are a little bit repetitive.
No, you're okay, love.
No worries.
You're okay.
And then what date did you start your treatment?
I started it September, the day I got diagnosed.
Okay, so roughly around the beginning of September 2023, is that correct?
Yes.
So you're diagnosed September 7th. Do you want me to put September 7th down?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect.
And then what type of treatment did you receive?
They gave me chemotherapy.
Okay. Anything else?
They gave me a full hysterectomy. Yes, ma'am. I was just waiting for you.
No worries. I type pretty fast.
And yes, ma'am. And they gave me painkillers.
Chelsea, I do want to say I'm very, very sorry you had to go through that. I also do want to thank you so much for speaking about it with me. I know it's not easy to talk about. So I do want to thank you for sharing.
I appreciate you, love.
Of course. Alrighty. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled C-H-E-L-S-E-A. Last name J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get your social, please?
488-047619.
Okay. And then I have your emails, your last name, first name. Can you actually tell me your email? I just want to make sure it's written correctly here.
Yes, ma'am. It's my last name, first name, and then it's the letter E.
Okay, there we go.
33 1990@gmail.com.
Okay. The E at the end threw me off a little bit. I was like, oh, did they misspell it?
And that's because that was the only one that was available. There's so many Chelsea Johnsons. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's long email.
No worries. So for your phone number, 314-203-3123, is that your cell, your home, or both?
That's my cell.
Okay. So just a couple more questions. Can I get your current full address, please?
2006, the letter E, Aubert, O-B-E-A-R, Avenue 63107.
Okay. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
And then, can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically?
Electronically would be fine.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
She lives with me.
Okay. And then... what is this? Who is this person to you?
She's a.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. You cut out. Hello, Chelsea. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I say my girlfriend.
Okay, thank you. And then can I get your girlfriend's phone number, please?
Area code 917.
917.
881.
881.
37. 56.
Okay, and then can you spell her first and last name?
Her name is L-A-K-E-I-S-H-A.
Okay, and last name?
Last name, Duckworth, D-U-K-W-O-R-T-H.
Okay. Alrighty, so I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer You are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around September 7, 2023. You were diagnosed by Dr. Scott W. Beast. He is at, he is at the address of 1 Barnes Jewish Hospital Plaza in St. Louis, Missouri, zip code 63110. And the phone number that I have for the doctor is 314-362-1291. You were diagnosed in the state of Missouri. And then you used hair relaxer roughly around 8 times a year on average. Your date of birth is March 28, 1990. You started using hair relaxer roughly around February 1st, 2013, and stopped using it roughly around September 1st, 2023. Used it for 10 years. Used it monthly in the state of Missouri. When you used it at home, you purchased the product from Walgreens. And then when you went to a salon, you went to Studio 6 Salon and Spa. Used the brand Dark and Lovely. And then in regards to your treatment, you started your treatment the day you were diagnosed, which is September 7, 2023. I have your treating doctor as Dr. Scott W. Beast, located at 1 Barnes Jewish Hospital Plaza in St. Louis, Missouri, zip code 63110. And I have the doctor's phone number, once again, as 314-362-1291. I have your first name as Chelsea, spelled C-H-E-L-S-E-A, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. I have your social as 488-04-7619. I have your email as your last name, first name, the letter E331990@gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 314-203-3123. I have your current address as 2006 East Aubert Ave in St. Louis, Missouri, zip code 63107. And I have your emergency contact as your girlfriend that lives with you. Her first name is Lakeisha, spelled L-A-K-E-I-S-H-A. Last name Duckworth, D-U-K-W-O-R-T-H. And phone number I have for Lakeisha is 917-881-3756. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am. You're the first person to say her name right.
Lakeisha? I think Lakeisha's super easy, no?
Yes. That is crazy. I know.
I think I watch a lot of TV shows. Before I go ahead and generate these documents for you, is there an apartment number for the address or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because online it was showing an apartment building. That's why I asked.
Apartment building, but we don't have a letter on ours.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you for confirming that. So the system is now generating the documents. What I'm gonna go ahead and do is. It's going to send you a text, so I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And then you'll get a text from a DocuSign. It'll have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, Mass Tort Strategies.
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and click on that link. It's going to direct you to a DocuSign page. You're just going to agree to the terms of and conditions, agree to electronic signatures, and then it's just going to need a couple signatures from you, just making sure all the information is correct. It should take about 30 seconds or so.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
no worries. You're most definitely moving fast.
And then in the meantime, I am going to send you a text from my direct line. That way you have it. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me directly, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm signing now. Oh, that's a weird signature.
Chelsea, have you ever watched? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, you okay? I'm okay. I clicked the right thing.
Do you have any questions regarding the documents at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
It's just a weird. It's weird doing it on the screen.
Yeah. It's a little bit tricky, but. I was going to say, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the actress Lala Anthony.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And one of my favorite shows, Power, she's, her name in there is Lakeisha.
Yes. Oh
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mine too. I love Power. But yeah, that's how I, Lakeisha's super easy. I'm surprised no one can pronounce that.
You'd be surprised. I'd be like, oh my God. I think it's done.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect. So, Chelsea, with that being said, I just went ahead and sent you a text from my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. The attorneys are going to contact you within 5 to 10 business days to verify your case, so be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to start working on your case without speaking to you, so keep that in mind as well. Chelsea, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so, so much for your time, and I hope I was able to make this process as easy for you as possible. But yeah, again,
you really did, honestly.
Oh, thank you. Of course. If there's anything I can do for you, again, please don't hesitate to contact me, but just be on the lookout for the call from the attorneys. They'd be more than happy to help you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. I'm wishing you nothing but the best. I hope you feel better.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.